And we go now to Morning Edition, Steve Inskeep.
We've reached Zalmay Khalilzad. He is the United States ambassador to Iraq, and he is at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. Ambassador, welcome to the program.
Oh, good morning.
The first question that a lot of people are asking after they find out what happened is, what effect will Zarqawi's death have on the insurgency?
It's a major blow, but at the same time, it's important to recognize that the insurgency has many elements in it, some external, a lot internal. I think they will seek to recoup from this major setback. But I think on this day, it's important to recognize what has been achieved, which is to inflict a severe blow on Al-Qaeda generally and on the terrorists in Iraq.
Without minimizing the accomplishment of catching Zarqawi, did he manage to stay alive and at liberty long enough effectively to do his damage? There are now many different strands of the insurgency up and running, and his death, as you indicate, may not stop them all.
You're right. It will not stop them all, but in recent months, Al-Qaeda in Iraq was gaining ground. Some of the insurgents were joining them because of the political changes that are taking place in Iraq. Some of the insurgents were joining the political process. Others were adopting a wait-and-see attitude. And others, particularly some Baathists, were joining Zarqawi. And he was becoming more ambitious in terms of developing centers or areas to hold, even in Baghdad, as well as in some other parts of the country. And it depends in terms of what happens next on not only how the terrorists adapt, but also what happens with the government of Iraq in terms of its reconciliation program, in terms of its security plans for Baghdad and the rest of the country.
Do you think that there are insurgent leaders out there who could actually make a different decision today, who could say, well, I was about to side or on the verge of siding with Al-Qaeda in Iraq, but now I want myself and my people to go another way?
One hopes for that, but we will have to wait and see. Of course, today also, the Iraqi government appointed key ministers. Now the government is completed. It can begin to put forward proposals to bring Iraqis together, for Iraqi community leaders to take responsibility for ending sectarian war. And the combination of this blow, as well as this unity government with a good program, could have a positive effect in terms of winning some people over to the side of the government and the people of Iraq.
Well, let's talk about those new officials named today. These are security officials, we should mention, for those who are just tuning in. There was a concern about sectarian violence in Iraq between Sunnis and Shiites. There was a concern that even the government was involved in this at some level. And the first thing that we note is that you have a new interior minister in charge of the police, a new defense minister in charge of the army. In the past, one was a Shiite and one was a Sunni, and now, again, one is a Shiite and one is a Sunni. Same ministries. Is there a change here?
Well, yes. The important change is that you have people in charge of these ministries, particularly Ministry of Interior, who are independent, not tied to militias, not sectarian, committed to work for all Iraqis and to serve the interests of all communities. That is a big change.
Given that you've got this unity government now, you're trying not to alienate former insurgents on the one hand. You're trying not to alienate Shiite political parties that are dominant. Will these new leaders that have just been installed have the latitude to go full out against both insurgents and militias?
Well, they will have to prioritize, given the resources that they have, what to go after first. And they have decided that securing Baghdad is what they will focus on first, with perhaps Basra and Ramadi as the other two. At the same time, to go simultaneously for reconciliation with the insurgents and reintegration of militias, both have to come simultaneously down as part of an overall plan for uniting the country and bringing about increased security and reconciliation.
But will the political forces in the government allow them to use every tool at their disposal to go after those two threats?
We will have to see. That's a challenge. This is a moment for leaders to rise to the occasion, to assume responsibility for reconciliation among the different communities. They are saying the right things. The next thing is to see whether they will do the right thing.
Zalmay Khalilzad is the U.S. ambassador to Iraq. Ambassador, good talking with you again.
Well, it's great to talk with you again.